can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Choosing the right property management system is a big deal. And we did our research, tried different platforms, and for years, Hostly has been the best fit for our business.
It's not just a PMS. It's how we run everything. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com, easy. No double bookings, no stress.
And let's talk about guest experience. The custom guidebooks, they are game changer. Guests get check-in details, your house rules, and even favorite restaurants before they have to ask.
Plus, it integrates with everything. Guest screening, direct booking payments, and even in-house damage waivers, which you know we love. And their new Inbox AI, it pulls from your guidebooks and property details to help you answer guest questions faster.
And right now, TFE listeners get an even bigger discount. Hostly just upgraded your deal to $500 off onboarding.
Yep, that means if you sign up for an annual plan, your onboarding is completely free. If you go monthly, you get 50% off your onboarding fee.
So go to hostly.com/TFE and book your demo and grab the discount using code TFE500. The link will also be in the show notes.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is celebrating one of you, the incredible hosts who are using or going to strshare.com to share the information about their short-term rentals so we can share you here on the podcast, on our Instagram account, each and every Sunday. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing it at coastalcabana.fl. And I want to share, please go to their Instagram. Their very first pinned reel is, to me, just so picture perfect. I want a book. No, I want to stay.
That pool water.
Yes.
Looks so
it's
good.
Just, if you have been wondering about your photos and how they rate, just go to their Instagram account, look at the first pinned photo, and that is just like...
chef's kiss.
Yes. I literally want to go and book right away. So that's number one. And that is my challenge right now, is if you don't have some photos like this in your arsenal, let's get some photos like this in your arsenal. And then another thing that I noticed that I really thought was interesting, I don't know how it's working for them, but when you go to their link in bio, they have a section to leave a Google review. And so I'm wondering, A, I think that's very smart, but B, I'm wondering, are they guiding guests there during their stay, after their stay, or if people have already stayed and then they are posting maybe a picture of the place after? I haven't really seen a host utilize this area for leave a Google review. And I think that is very smart of them because they also have a book direct space on their account also. Well done. And I love their use of emojis. They have this the palm tree emoji that they use kind of throughout. And I just really enjoy that. Well done. Coastalcabana.fl.
All right. Let's jump in today's episode content. I cannot tell you how much we're hearing.
I want more bookings. I need more bookings. I'm not quite making the amount of money that I thought I would be making. And when we dive into y'all's pricing or to your calendar management, we know why. And that is what today's episode is all about.
Airbnb's algorithm rewards availability.
Think about it. The OTAs, online travel agencies, only make money when we get bookings because they get a portion of our bookings. So they like it when we're available to be booked. If you're not available because of your minimum stay requirements aren't making you available, then they're not going to favor you. Like, it's pretty simple.
You're not going to show up.
Yeah. For example, if you have a 4-night minimum stay requirement, but the traveler in that market wants to book for 3 nights, you are not even going to show up because you're telling the OTA that you're not available. Mm-hmm. This means less bookings, lower occupancy, and this is the shocker to a lot of hosts, less money. You think by forcing a 4-night stay is going to make you more money, but all you're doing is appealing to no one out there because they want a 3-night stay.
And this, we have looked at so many calendars in the last month with hosts that are telling us they're not getting bookings. And when we peel back just one layer, we see that they have outrageous minimums. 4-night minimums during the week, 3-night minimums on the weekend, 4-night minimums on the weekends. And we're like, well, wait, like, who's coming to stay? I don't know about you. I would love to have 4-day weekends all the time. I don't have those. It's like they are working against themselves with that availability.
And we're not just saying this like we think the traveler wants, as a for example, right? They want a 3-night stay. Like, literally, there is data out there for several years mm-hmm. that can tell you how a traveler books and stays in your market.
And that's where we were under, when we say we peeled that one layer back, we would go into the host dynamic pricing and see what is the average stay in the market. And a lot of times, and this data goes back years, it was 2 or 3 nights and they had 4-night minimums. They're not even available.
So in a nutshell, Airbnb and other OTAs favor hosts who are available for their guests. Minimum stays cause unbookable gaps. All right, so let's give you an example of what we mean by this. So in our previous chat about the minimum stays in general, this host has a 4-night minimum that they placed on their calendar. They get a 5-night booking. Awesome. Wow, aren't I so smart forcing a 4-night stay?
I'm excited. Yeah, no, you feel like you're winning right now.
You feel like you're winning. But then now there is a 2-night gap between this 5-night stay and this 4-night stay. And guess what? You have a 4-night minimum. So that 2-night gap, no one can book it. They're just like these dates just hanging out there, not bookable because you've set these minimums in place.
Yeah. And what happens is many hosts are not actively managing their calendar. So these nights, two perfectly amazing evenings that could have been booked and profitable, are completely non-existent on the OTAs. No one even knows it's available because you're not actively managing it. And so that is why if you don't have these minimum stays on, you don't have to worry about continually going back, checking your calendar, making sure those dates are open. So if there aren't minimum stays, this automatically, those 2 dates would have always been opened, always been bookable for an amazing guest to come stay at your property. So the takeaway here is that calendar clutter, those parameters that you put in place, they are blocking you from those bookings. Convenience versus profitability.
All right, now some hosts purposely set these minimum stay requirements to make it easier on themselves, or maybe their cleaner, or maybe their inspector. And if that's truly the goal, less management, fine. But if your goal is to make money, then these minimum stay requirements are hurting you from your goals.
And what we hear over and over and over and over again is hosts want to make more money and get more bookings. And this simple thing is blocking them. So let's think about how you can. This is business. This isn't about convenience. This isn't about ease. This is about working hard and being profitable. Okay. This isn't
Annette.
This isn't passive income. It's like, if you are in business, let's be in business
to make money and have, you know, the most open calendars possible. So how can we think about, we understand that these might be some large steps that you're taking. Like, oh my gosh, I've always had cleanings on certain days. I've had this certain team. It's time to grow. If you want to grow your bottom line, you've got to grow your team. So what we can do here is have a backup cleaner. So many hosts let the cleaner dictate their calendar because they can only clean on certain days or they don't want to do back-to-backs. I'm not letting a team member dictate my business, okay? So have a backup cleaner. Heck, listen, if you really want to make more money, get out there and do the cleaning yourself. I have cleaned a lot of toilets, made a lot of beds, and it's because I wanted to have my calendar as open as possible. My cleaner needed to go to a doctor's appointment, needed to do something. Guess what? I didn't block the calendar. I just went and did the work myself. So either have a backup cleaner or know how to do it yourself. Can also have a backup for your backup. Your inspector can't make it a day. You can make it or have a backup inspector. Same with your maintenance. And you should have backups for all of these people anyways, because life just happens. Life happens, vacations happen, job changes happen, but you are the owner of your business. You're the CEO. You got to have backups planned. So we want you to take that profitability over that convenience. Or if you choose the convenience over profitability, we don't want to hear you whining about you're not making enough money and you're not getting enough bookings.
You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome furniture, decor, and supplies for our short-term rentals?
We're going to let you in on our secret weapon, Manoan. They are a free platform for hosts that offer steep discounts on over 150 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, Our House, Lisa, Parachute, California Design In, Public Goods, and Society 6. Plus, the ability to centralize all ordering and reordering needs to make tracking and bookkeeping a breeze.
I had my eye on gorgeous linens from Parachute, wanting to give our listing that wow factor with better quality that lasts. And my Manoan discount actually made it more cost-effective over the long run than the budget options requiring constant replacement. Seeing the savings, I naturally had to order more. All I had to do was head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and add items across partner brands to my cart with just a few clicks.
And when guests inevitably ask you about that awesome Lisa mattress that you purchased through Manoan, at a major discount, no less, you can point them to a custom digital storefront called Manoan Showroom. The best part? When guests shop their stay, you'll earn commission from hundreds of stores, including featured items you didn't purchase through Manoan.
So head over to Manoan.com/TFV_podcast, or simply click the link in our show notes to sign up. Let the savings and the earnings begin.
Pricing strategies over minimum stays.
Common host fear. If I don't have these minimum stays, all of my weekends are going to get booked up, and then I'm going to have open weekdays. Well, that should be okay. Your weekend pricing is probably too low. I know from firsthand experience, like my weekends, the pricing in the beginning was too low, raised it, and that is where all of the profit came from. And those weekdays were gravy on top. Let's still, where we are, obviously, depending on your location, seasonality, a lot of differences here, but we're just, again, talking about opening up your calendar. Don't be fearful that days are going to be gobbled up. That is where your revenue management strategy has to be dialed in. You have to understand if those days are going to get booked, will they be profitable? And you got to make sure that you have them priced properly.
And so it doesn't matter, like our example is weekends versus weekdays. And if that's not your market, that's fine. But it really is like business 101. If something is getting gobbled up, the price is probably way too low. So don't use your minimum stay requirements to control your revenue. Use appropriate pricing and pricing strategy to be able to control the calendar to make sure that you're making the most profit when demand is the most high. In a lot of markets, that's weekends. And then when you get those weekday bookings and make different pricing strategies for those weekdays, that's icing on the cake.
So higher pricing, not restrictive stay rules, should control the demand. Mindset shift. The market sets the rules.
Not your feelings.
Oh, we're going to go on a rant here for a little bit. again, as we're chatting with not just we're not chatting, we're actually coaching these hosts because they want to be more profitable. And they continually tell us that like their market, their home, their pricing, they're this, they're that. And it's like, you do not set the rules for the traveler.
Well, it's interesting because they'll say that and then we'll say, great, show us where the market is telling you that these are facts and they can't. So we get it. Like you are in your market. You live in your community. If you host where you live, but you can sometimes look at data and you'll be like, wow, I never would have guessed that. You know what I mean? Like
the average guest is two nights.
The average is three nights. And you're over here blocking your calendar for five or six nights.
Here's what I love. Even if your average in your market is a five night, like just because you have yours on one night doesn't mean you're not going to get those five night stays. That's where I think there's some confusion too of you can always go more. You know, you can always book more nights, more than a minimum for the guest. And this is what I always love to chat with hosts about. Have you ever stayed anywhere for one night?
Yes.
They all say yes. Are you an amazing guest? Yes. Have you ever paid a premium for one night stay because something was going on in that area, that concert that you had to go to, that graduation, that business meeting, that XYZ? Yes, yes, and yes. I asked them, have you ever stayed anywhere for two nights? Yes. Have you ever paid a premium? Yes. Are you an awesome guest? Yes. And so they also like really think about yourself and how you travel. There are so many times one night stays, two night stays, maybe three night stays. Like that's the flexibility. There are travelers coming to your town and they don't want or need, they're not even going to see you if you have those restrictions up.
Well, and a lot of you out there are really focused on hospitality. We just talked to a host yesterday who she was like, I'm really good at hospitality. I love guests feeling welcome. Well, how unwelcoming is it to set parameters on your calendar that the majority of the traveler in your market doesn't need? So if you want to think of it like that too, like, and here's the thing, the fear sometimes comes from whether it's not making enough money or a lot of times setting a one night stay, allowing people to stay one night, that fear comes from there'll be parties. And here's the deal, like if you price it appropriately and you're an involved host and you set other parameters in place, restricting your revenue potential based on a fear that's quite uncommon is a big miss for you as the host who is trying to make money in your short.
And we've seen hosts that have had a one night stay, a two night stay, a five, a seven, a nine, a 2 week that have all had
issues.
Potentially, you know, not the most wonderful guests. But here's the deal. The market is going to determine the rate you can charge, the days that the guests are coming, what nights will be in demand. So you just have to understand that you are not the ruler of the market demand.
Right. The market is.
And guess what? You might have minimum. We're not saying that there. We have minimum night stays for certain times. We're not saying completely, but they are based and backed by data. Again, let me say that again. You absolutely, if you're going to have minimum night stays, we want those to be backed by the data and your market data, not just your data that maybe you got for elsewhere.
All right, so let's recap all the things. This is good. Like, please take this and implement it into your business, or at least make the decision. Nope, I want less management. I want ease for my family. That's why I got into this. Great, you're the business owner.
But also after you've looked at the data, please look at the data that's available to you because it might turn that, you might notice that profitability really does outweigh that convenience. And guess what? If you're making more money, you can maybe have more of a team.
Right, right. Yeah, there's all sorts of things to think about.
Nuances here.
But remember, Airbnb rewards availability. So does Vrbo. They all do. They all make money when properties get booked. So if you want to know how to get up on that first page or first page impressions or get clicked, be available, okay? Calendar gaps lead to lost bookings. So that four-night minimum, you got a five-night stay, but you have this four-night stay over here. So in the middle of these two nights, now they're unavailable. That's some serious calendar management you have to keep doing to make sure you don't have these straggling dates hanging out on your calendar. If your goal is revenue, don't limit guests from booking, okay? So you've got to release this need for minimum night stay requirements if your goal is revenue. Use pricing to control demand, mm-hmm. not minimum stays. And the market decides. Your job is to optimize. All right. So in conclusion, listen, you are the CEO of your own business. And so you get to make the calls. Just make sure that those calls that you're making align with your goals. And if they're not, you're going to have a conversation with yourself or with your partners, because you can't have it all. You can't, you know, whether it's succumbing to your cleaner schedule or you're nervous about, you know, a certain number of nights stay with your guests or whatever it might be, we have to tailor our calendar and our pricing to the way the market is traveling. So we're hoping this episode at least gets your brain thinking, looking, going back into your calendar, look at your pricing, look at your minimum stay requirements, and make sure they align with your goals.
Experiment.
Yeah. And with that, I am Sarah Karakian.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-haves master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best host didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.